Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome in. A little hump day action on this 13th of October. A lot of stuff going on. Lots of stuff. We're going to have a busy, busy show. Coming up in the next hour, Robin Washit will stop by. Scott Shanley as well. It is more fallout from the John Gruden emails and his resignation and what happens next with the Raiders, what happens next with the NFL, and what happens in week six of the NFL. Scott Shanley will stop by coming up at 11:30. It is a mailbag Wednesday. You know, it's kind of our halftime of the week. So we've got the mailbag segment that is coming up, brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Grill. Your opportunity to win a really, really nice gift card. All you have to do is submit your questions. Anything goes, sports, life, off the wall. Send them to jodson at nrgmedia.com. That's where you can direct your questions for the mailbag, and then Parker Gabriel will stop by. So that's all to come until 2 today. So a good show and a lot of busy news here in the last hour. Gage Thanger from Millard South decommitted from Kansas State and said yes to Nebraska in the class of 2022, and solid pickup for Nebraska. Interesting flip. Really, really good football player with DNA that is winning. And he is the quarterback, linebacker, Mr. Do Everything for the number one team in the state. Now, this is there's more than just a flip, and it's been a little, you know, for Nebraska's recruiting class, which we're all trying to figure out what's going on in 2022. The numbers, the approach, the players that are in it. A couple of commitments who have suffered season-ending knee injuries, a quarterback and a wide receiver. We don't know what to make of Nebraska's recruiting class. We know it's going to be small. Will it be transfer portal heavy? What is attrition going to look like? Because the rankings will not look very good just because of the numbers. And to be frank, nobody's really in this class that makes you go, dang, that is a difference maker. Now, I think there's some solid football players in this class, and they just added a very solid football player that happens to bring an in-state commitment in Gage Thanger from Millard South. Now, the process is very fascinating to me in how this all went down. Is he committed to Kansas State back in the summer. And anybody that saw him play last year, and last year he predominantly played wide receiver for Millard South, and then he played as usual linebacker spot on defense. T.J. Urban was the quarterback for Millard South last year, went to Air Force, but there were times that Stenger would come in and play quarterback, and when he was in at quarterback, the offense really hummed along. Andy Means has had a nice little run of producing talent, developing young kids inside of his program, and knocking on the door of getting to Lincoln in November. And Stenger has been around it for a while. I mean, it seems like he's been on the varsity football team for 5-6 years. But the process of an in-state player that committed to Kansas State, and Kansas State with their staff there, and you have Coach Riley, who's a local connection. You have Chris Kleiman, who has recruited the Omaha, Nebraska area before. They have a good eye for talent. They know when they have a fit, whether they had a fit at North Dakota State, whether they had a fit at Kansas State. So they may see a prospect, and other schools say, not for us, and they say, exactly, he's for us because of what we want to do. And so I pay close attention to coaching staffs, especially around this area, that I think they have a good eye for projecting players. They can look at somebody and say, that guy is going to be good inside of a college football program, in a college strength and conditioning program, with college coaching, and being driven by like-minded athletes. I pay close attention to those offers because that tells me if they swoop into the state of Nebraska and they make an offer, they know what they're doing. We praise Dan Jackson a lot, and Dan Jackson, I think, should have a regular segment on this radio station up at South Dakota State, now in Northern Illinois. He's a guy that the first time he saw Luke Reimer, I think I still have the text, he said, that is a Sunday guy. And he had him headed to South Dakota State until Nebraska came in at the last moment, showed interest, and Luke said, I want to stay home and play for Nebraska as a walk-on, now as a scholarship guy, and now as one of the top tacklers in the Big Ten Conference. So if Kansas State is offering him, I say they have a good eye for talent because he's a player. He stands out. You go to a high school game. Do this player stand out? I mean, I've been to a couple of high school games this year where there have been Power Five recruits that are on the field. I don't even notice them. They are not part of the equation during the course of a 48-minute high school football game. And then there's other players like Devin Jackson over at Omaha Burke, and he immediately, you go, that guy can play. Done that when I've seen Millard South. So he can play. But here's the process that really I think is kind of interesting, because there are other schools with in-state kids are doing this. It is the secret offer. Stenger got the offer from Nebraska 10 days ago and kept it quiet, because you know what it would have been like if he would have made it public that he made an offer. And kids should be excited when they get an offer. Now, some overdo it. But if I'm a high school prospect and I get an offer, I don't care what school it's from. I don't care if it's from a Concordia to a Nebraska. I'm going to be excited about it, and you should. The opportunity to play sports at the next level. So you tweet it out, and you get responses. Congratulations, go get them. Keep grinding. You know, all the familiar replies from fans, from teammates, from people that know them. How about trying to keep it quiet? When you get an offer from the in-state school, and then you go through the balancing of, man, Kansas State has been good to me. Kansas State has, they were there at the beginning. But man, that's Nebraska. That's Nebraska. To keep it quiet, to then go through the process of decommitting and committing and announcing it today. There are more schools that are recruiting local products. And maybe Nebraska, this is, they're going to join in, is we make you an offer, but please do not let other schools know, because they start recruiting you, or they will make an offer because we have. You know, it's the whole philosophy that I use of, if I have a target, you're going to find what? An Olive Garden close by? Think about it. Target, Olive Garden. If I have a Target, oh man, I'm going to put a business that's close to that Target. Look at, you got Walgreens, CVS. Usually they're very close by, sometimes even across the street. So I make an offer. Please keep it quiet, because I don't want other schools going, huh, yeah, that guy has an eye for talent. See what he sees. Let's make him an offer. But keeping it quiet, impressive. And it's a good pickup for Nebraska. Now, they need some help in this recruiting class. They need some fellas in this recruiting class. And I don't think it's going to come this late in the game. So it may be a portal or two. But I could be completely wrong down the road, where this class turned out to be the absolute fit for what Nebraska needed. But I can tell you that Stenger is a fit for Nebraska. And this is a good offer and a good pickup for Nebraska. And this is, you know, we talk about in-state kids, and here's an Omaha kid that said yes to Nebraska. And Omaha kids who either want to just get away. They want to get away from mom and dad. They want to get away from the nonstop talk about Nebraska football. They want to go somewhere else and experience things. Give me something. But also, how about an offer early? You're the only Division I football program in state. You have an abundance of staff members that you should start inside and work outside, but know every prospect in state. Kids like the early offer. The late offer, some will go, really? Come on. In this case, it's a good pickup for Nebraska. And I believe that Nebraska locally will be very aggressive during the bye week. I know Eric Chenander next week is going to be at Iowa Western. They are looking at a couple of Reavers, but Eric Chenander will be at a practice, and I know you'll see more coaches, I believe, around the state in the next week. So good pickup for Nebraska. He's a player. He's got the winning DNA, comes from a good program, and he's developed. Plus, he's a multi-sport athlete who is a winner, which falls right into what Nebraska should be attracting. So that's the latest addition to the class of 2022. It is a flip from Kansas State to Nebraska. Kansas State people don't say, oh, we didn't want him. You wanted him. He would have played there. And he'll play at Nebraska. What a way to start the day. That's good news. But good on him and his family for keeping that offer quiet, because that had that could not have been very easy. All right, coming up, Robin Washa, top of the hour. Scott Chanley stops by as well. Also, lots of Nebraska football news going on right now. If you have gotten a chance, or if you haven't, do it, please. Mitch Sherman in The Athletic wrote about the coaching search from Frank Solich to eventually Bill Callahan. 41-day search to end up with the fifth choice for Steve Peterson. It is a fascinating story that I was either fortunate or unfortunate to have a front row seat for the whole thing. But there's an element that, as I read Mitch's great story, Mitch and Max Olson from The Athletic went to work on this, is the person that is in the power chair, how they view Nebraska football and how we view them and their ability to make a hire for themselves or for what the program needs. We will discuss. You are always welcome to join the conversation on the Lanahan Nurseries hotline, 951-1620. The Equitable Bank inbox is always open. We'll run through some emails right away about the latest commitment in the class of 2022 for Nebraska. Gary at 1620thezone.com, Jay Odson at nrgmedia.com, Equitable Bank, where they take banking personally, or on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, or
at Gary Sharp Show.
Okay. And your have you changed your Twitter handle?
Oh, no. Oh. At producer_Josh, if you want to get me personally.
Huh. And are your DMs open?
I think they are, actually.
All right.
And it goes down in the DMs. We all know that.
A little bit early. I don't get into that until after 11. It's a Gary Sharp Show. There is Josh. We're off and running on a Wednesday. We're back with more after this.